Man, probably a fun fact on me is that I like to read. Like I like to read. That's a lost art nowadays. Oh, my great uncle is Jesse Owens. He won 4 gold medals in 1936.
I always want to leave people with this, man, to all the viewers and everybody out there, man. Make sure you guys finish the story. Make sure you guys finish your journey because somebody's going to need it.
Yeah. All you got to do is push the back button. That's all you got to do. Push the back button.
Try not to think about the future too much so you can maximize the now.
Who's your favorite rap artist?
Man, to be honest, it's crazy. Tupac always been my number one, right? Like he got me through so much stuff, but Lil Wayne has been in the modern day.
I said, what does it really take? What does it really take to be great, Drew? And he looked at me and he was like, you really want to know? And he was like, to be honest, everything you did to get here, you need to be consistent times 10.
What's up, everybody out there doing today? It's your boy, Coach Lee. It's Friday night. You know what that means. Friday night interviews in this bad boy. So, with that being said, got to bring the man with the plan on, lays down the groundwork for us, Uncle Leroy Jr., baby.
Hold on, man. Look, hey. You know, when you interviewing a boxer, man, you kind of feel like you can fight, even though if you can't fight. Well, look, this is a dude on the Leroy. Don't say the Leroy without the Junior, man. Like he said, this is what we do on Fridays. Always exclusive interviews, what we do. And today, this Friday, we will not disappoint anyone. He got a fight tomorrow. So y'all can definitely check him out. Darwin Price, yes, on Fox Sports. Hey, man, the big brand. From the ring to here, man, that's what we do. But look, he's hanging out with us from Los Angeles. So, you know, we're going to get this thing going. But before we get this, I got to give a quick shout out. Let's see what's going
on. Tricks on my sleeve. I got cars, I got deals, I got people to meet. And he's saying there's a leg injury. Time is being called. Price can't move.
And right now, it doesn't look like it's going to continue.
Yeah. I got legs to meet. I got plans, I got goals, I got tricks on my sleeve. I got cars, I got deals, I got people to meet. I got drive, I got soul, I got everything. I got scars, I got heart, I got family to feed. I got people mad, I ain't who they want me to be. I got people I don't know telling me what I need. Yeah, I got loved ones saying that they praying for me. I'm thankful for the prayers, I need more of those. Put my hands together, bow my head and thank the Lord for everything he's done. Yeah, ain't none of us are mortal. So I'm still alive, I got so much to look forward to.
Hey, look, we're gonna get it going right now. But hey, without more ado, we're gonna bring in professional boxer, grand fam, none other than our own Peter Price, Darwin Price Jr. in the building. Let's clap it up for him, baby.
Let's go.
What's hey, up, man. Yeah. I like that. You know what I'm saying? You look like one of them guys when I be playing, what is it, Fight Night on the game? I come in and be like that.
Yeah.
Nice. So where you hanging in out? So, you know, where you calling in from? Is it hanging out? What is that?
I'm in L.A. right now.
Oh, okay. You know what I'm saying? What they got the big stars and big lights out there, huh?
Yeah, definitely, man. You know what I'm saying? Just out here getting prepared for Fight Night tomorrow night. You know what I'm saying? In a bubble. We kind of like, we're quarantined right now. So just getting prepared for the fight, man. Haven't been able to leave out the hotel for like 4 days. So,
wow. Yeah. It's crazy just to hear how, you know, this whole quarantine bubble, this pandemic has bled on into all sports, not just football, basketball. But wow. Okay. So, you know, you being from Missouri, right?
Yeah, definitely.
From the show. That's a long way from Missouri, though. Probably like, only thing I know about Missouri is St. Louis Rams, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And good barbecue.
What? We don't have them no more. They moved to Cali, you know?
Sweetie pie.
they let us down, man. They let us down, man. After all them little allegations and everything, man.
Yeah.
We couldn't even uphold the throne, man.
Okay. Hey. All right, so, you know, one thing. All right, so, you know, you're from Missouri, St. Louis, Missouri. homes of good barbecue. And you go from home of good barbecue to home of the turkey leg hut? Like you're in Houston, huh? You throwing up the H's?
Hey, H-Town, my second home, dog. I ain't gonna lie, man. I love my city of St. Louis. There's some food out there that they just don't have out here. There's some stuff that St. Louis has that you can eat that you can't get anywhere. But, man, Houston got a lot of places beat when it comes to food, man. When it comes to food.
Banging and banging. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, you're A-style, man. You know, you got to be. That's home a little Kiki. You know what I'm saying?
Food, music, getting money, bro. H-Town the spot.
Nice.
You'll get hustled by the women out here, bro.
Yes, sir.
I'm packing my bag. I'm coming.
For the men, dog. Real talk.
Nice. So before we get this thing started, what is your favorite? Do you listen to Screw? You in H-Town. You've been there. That's your second home. You got to bang Screw.
Yeah. My boy over here got a picture with Pimp C, man.
That's what's up. That's royalty, baby.
Ain't nobody got that picture.
Nice. All right, cool. I see, you know, your H-Town room. So one quick thing. All right, so is it Swangers? Is it the Swangers? You know, how you ride? Is it the Swangers or the Spokes?
You know what?
Was,
I ain't never felt the Swangers, man. That's ugly to me, man. Oh, man. That played out to me, man.
You hear more in the background?
Hey, I love my city, but they need to throw the Swangers away, though, man.
Wait, you don't like the elbows and bones, man?
Bones, man. Come on, man. Hey, nice. Hey, after Slim Thug, kind of like Slim Thug still hot, and he one of the idols of Houston, but he made them Swingers. I feel like he made them Swingers even more popular when he started dropping songs about them. But I feel like after his era, man, they should have stopped with the Swingers, man.
Fact. I couldn't understand that. But hey, man, you don't play with somebody coming down on some Swingers, man. They'll get out there and crush it.
Hey, make room.
Like that. Man, talk about making room, man. Like, it's been a long journey for you to get here. Like, I love the energy. You know what I'm saying? It's been a journey. Like, from your, you know, you came on with your last fight. You lost in a TKO style because you couldn't finish. Like, as a fighter, as a warrior, that had to be like, you know? So you had to take a step back, gather yourself, and now you're one day away from getting back in the ring, what you love to do. So, you know, what does redemption mean to you?
Redemption to me, man, not just focusing on, like, a boxing career. Redemption is, like, when you fail at something in life or something kind of knock you off your path and you're able to get back on your path to get to that goal. You know what I'm saying? That's redemption to me. As long as you get back on that path to accomplish the goal that you want to accomplish and you get that done and you still proceed to try no matter what, you know what I'm saying? Even if you don't get there, but you're still able to get back up and try it again, that's redemption to me. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
Wow. Now, and so, you know, one thing is like, you know, you have a very, you have a very intricate background, very intricate history, career, because you took a break from boxing and you pursued track.
Yeah, I did. Sure. I had a full-ride scholarship to Grambling State University, man. You know, Gram fam, you already know what it is.
Let's go, baby. Let's go,
shout out to the G where I crossed A5A. My sophomore. Hey, Delta C, all 09, baby. Big apes in the building. You already know. So, you know what I'm saying?
That's how you're going to die. You know what I'm saying? Swagging and banging.
Ain't nothing like that Grambling life, baby.
That exactly. Big, you feel so, me? You spoke a big thing. It's like, you know, redemption, you know, because a lot of people say, you know, boxing is one of the most mentally draining, one of the most toughest sports to train for out of all the sports. You know, and you made a big statement that says you get knocked off and you get back on to what you love to do. So is boxing what you love to do?
Boxing is what I love to do. You know what I'm saying? Boxing is definitely what I love to do. So,
So you coming back to this point was very moment, so this was very a big moment for you.
This is a big moment for me, man. I'm happy to be back. You know what I'm saying? Dude, I went through, you know, when I tore my leg, man, you know, I went through a little depression and everything, man. You know what I'm saying? I had almost gave up at one point in time. You know, I was still training. I mean, I was doing push-ups with broke knees. You know what I'm saying? I'm every day, but I'm like, man, at first, then after a while, I got kind of unmotivated, man, and I was depressed. But I'm like, you know what? You know what my biggest challenge was, like, throughout this whole thing, man, was my mentality. You know what I'm saying? It's still to this day. I feel like that's everybody's biggest challenge in this world. It ain't about things being hard. It's about your mentality. You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't the world gonna be the way it is. You know what I'm saying? But if you got the right mentality, you can accomplish anything you want. You feel me? So the biggest challenge for people, they can't look at other people. They can't blame no other people. They can't do nothing but blame themselves and their mentality. You know what I'm saying? Because we all got choices and we all got our own way of thinking. So you got to really, like, master your mentality. You know what I'm saying? So if you can master your mentality, you can master anything in the world.
Man, now I see why they say, you know, a lot of boxers got to be headstrong because, you know, like, wow, you said you went through so many emotions. So, you know, that leads to, you know, the next question, like, how does it feel? You know, how do you feel being able to get back into the ring? Because, you know, I follow you on social media. You know, your career came on my radar once I found out you went to Grammy. And I'm like, wow, this is cool. And then, you know, I seen some of your success in the ring. So, you know, like, how did it feel to get back in there knowing that you had, like, you was hospitalized, you went through all these adversities? How did it feel to get back in the ring?
It feel real good, man. I'm blessed to get back in the ring. I'm blessed to be able to, you know what I'm saying, perform again and still be, you know, back in the position that I was. I'm thankful for the pandemic because the pandemic slowed everything down, so it gave me time to catch up with everything. But I'm feeling blessed, man. I'm thankful that I'm able to hop back in the ring. I'm thankful, you know, for my team, because without my team, you know, any of this wouldn't be possible. You know what I'm saying? So I'm thankful for my supporters as well and my family, man. So, you know, because this wouldn't even be possible. So I'm just excited to represent my family, my team, and, you know, and go in here and show what I can do.
Nice. And, you know, one thing, you know, Sports Talk with Friends, we're powered by fans, and we are one of your fans. Like, man, we've been sharing it. We got people trying to tune in. So, you know, we rooting for you over here as well, man. So definitely.
One more thing. Shout out to my haters, too. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a lot of our people that don't want to see each other winning, man. But, you know, this definitely a big shout out to my haters, man. You know what I'm saying? To our haters. You know, everybody that wants to see, don't like you for no reason. You feel me? But I want to see everybody succeed, and I wish everybody the best, even my haters. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm all about seeing people, you know, succeed in life. So, yeah.
Nice. You know, so one thing, like, man, I got to give it to you. You know, you answering all the right questions. I love the energy. You can tell that you've trained and you've prepped for this moment. You know, a lot of people be like, oh, you know, I want this. I want this big car. But once you get it, they don't sound like it. They're not ready for it. You know, you sound like you're ready for the spotlight, this, you know, where you're at right now. So what was the training like? You know, like, did you isolate yourself? You know we got the bubble, but what was the training like? You know, you have to normally train for a regular fight, but now you have the mental adversities of your injury. So what was the training like for this fight tomorrow?
Man, same as it been. You know what I'm saying? All I know is go hard or go home, dog. As soon as they got that call, it was back to work. You know what I'm saying? I was working before that. You feel me? Like, I never really stopped. You know what I mean? I never really stopped my mentality. You know what I'm saying? I kind of just fell off a little bit, but I just kind of drifted off the road a little bit, but I got right back on it. Like, nice. When I got the call, I'm back at it 24/7. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just how I been, how I always been. Everybody that know me know that I work hard at anything that I do, whatever I do. I don't care if I'm flipping burgers, I'm going to try to be the best at it. So I'm back in it, going hard. So it wasn't nothing. You know what I'm saying? Back like I never left.
Hey, you said something about flipping burgers. My first job, I was a grillman at Wendy's. So, hey, I got grill. Y'all want none of these troubles now.
I don't judge nobody, dog. You know what I'm saying? People turn out to be successful as hell, man. You just never know what, you know what I'm saying, what path they taking. So, I don't, you know, God, yep. God, I believe in God. You know what I'm saying? I believe in not judging nobody. You never know who you're going to need to ask a question to or who you're going to need in the future, who you might come across.
Man, hey, speak at weddings and, you know, like, man, you're saying all the right things, man. Like,
I'm speaking more this year and start doing stuff in the community, you know what I'm saying, as I get back into boxing with my team and stuff. So we're going to start doing more for the community and, you know, trying to get more involved with the community and kids and stuff like that. So,
wow. Hey, you know, definitely, you know, Sports Talk with Friends, you know, we do a lot of things in the community. We just, you know, did a homeless give back with some soft drives. So whatever you're doing, hey, let us know. We want to definitely partner up with you.
Definitely.
You know, you have an interesting background. You know, you came out of this last, you know, this last big issue. So what motivates you? What strengthens you?
My story, my life, my family, man. You know what I'm saying? Just my family, you know, coming from nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't never had nothing. You know what I'm saying? Grew up with nothing. So that always been my motivation to try to create more for my family and my kids and stuff like that. Like, for real, man, just, you know, just want to see my family in a better position, man. You know, it's hard out here for us, man. You know what I'm saying? As an African-American, you know what I'm saying? We can't even, we can't, we it's just like we can't catch a break, bro. You know what I mean? I'm speaking for everybody. I'm speaking for all of us. You know what I'm saying? Being a black man, a black woman out here is tough. You feel me? So just trying to make a better life for my family and get them a fair chance in life. And, you know what I'm saying, being able to provide for them and get them everything they need and the programs they need in life, being able to put my kids in the school district that they need and, you know, seeing my team and happy, you know what I'm saying, and invested in stuff and stuff like that and seeing us make money together and eat together. You feel me? That's my motivation right there. So
wow. Yeah. Man. Hey, you know what? On that note, no, so we're going to take a quick break because we got more of this interview. Pay the Price. Y'all see he's dropping nuggets already. Pay the Price. Dollar Price Jr. He's fighting them all. Let's get it. We be back.
Already.
What's up, world? Kyrie Robinson, man. New Orleans Saints veteran. Hey, man, make sure you guys go check out my guy, man, STWF, the media, man. Check them guys out. Y'all want to get sports talk. Sports talks with players, with fans, anything like that, man, go check them guys out, man. That's the place to be if you want to talk sports. Who That Nation.
And we back with more of Pay the Price, the interview with boxer Darwin Price. Man, I'm telling you, we got, hey, oh, you know what? We got to work on that. Well,
yeah, that's me knocking that negativity out.
Okay. get him, Clayton. So, man, you know, we went off air talking about things that motivate you and strengthens you. And it's like, man, you know, you see your family. And it is cool because a lot of boxers, we've interviewed a lot of boxers, a lot of MMA fighters, a lot of fighters in the past. And a lot of them, what motivated them was similar things, which you were saying, too, like family. Starting a legacy. And it was also the hunt or the kill. They actually, you know, like they actually just wanted, like they enjoyed the competition level, which was cool. So you know, right now with this pandemic, you hit it on it, hinted on it earlier about it slowed things up. How did it affect the sport of boxing?
It completely slowed down the world, man. It didn't just affect the sport of boxing. I mean, it was people that lost jobs, people that couldn't fight. I mean, it slowed down the whole world, man. You know what I'm saying? Put everything on pause. So, I mean, that means when you put the world on pause, I mean, money stopped flowing. You feel me? So that's how it affected it, man. Everybody was affected by this financially, mentally. I mean, I know a lot of people came up off the PPC loans and all of that, man. But, you know what I'm saying? I felt like some of that was kind of a trap, too, because people was doing it the wrong way. You know what I'm saying? But, man, I feel like it was good for the world because it gave a lot of people time to be at home with their family. It gave a lot of people time to kind of, like, work on themselves. And, you know, if you didn't work on yourself during this pandemic or find, you know, or, like, you know what I'm saying, just find something different to do or maybe bring out some entrepreneurship in yourself or
yes,
something.
Yes, sir!
Better, bro. And that's on you. Like I said, man, we got choices in life, man. I told you the biggest thing, the biggest challenge is your mentality. Mm-hmm. So this gave me a lot of time to myself to just, you know, think about everything, you know what I'm saying, spend time with my family, kind of gather myself, you know what I mean, in life and kind of like, you know what I'm saying, just get to know myself better as a person and kind of goes together and go back to the board and like redo all my goals and where I want to be in life, you know, look at where I'm at right now, you know? So it just gave me time to catch up.
Man, I'm telling you, if I had a daughter your age, I would marry her off to you, man. I'm telling you, we gotta get this guy, man. He's saying all the right things. But
real talk though, man. I'm speaking. I like to talk and I like to speak to where I can touch other people and motivate other people. You know what I'm saying? That's my whole purpose, and that's the type of fighter I want to be. You know what I'm saying? It's bigger than boxing. You know, my brand paid the price, and it's a lifestyle. You got to pay the price in anything you want to do in life. So I just want to be able to touch the world and touch my people. You feel me? That's it.
And see, one thing that, you know, paying a price, it comes with a cost. You can tell that you've paid the cost and the price. So, you know, that's why we're hearing you able to drop these nuggets right now. You know, I'm not, so, you know, and that's why I'm here like, wow, you know, a lot of people can speak it, you know, say it, but they're not, they don't have, it's not resonating with them. They don't have the life example. So, you know, you can tell that, you know, you've paid the price. And man, it's, you know, it's great for you to be here and drop these nuggets. You know, for myself, you know, one thing that I liked about this whole pandemic and watch how it affected sports, you know, it showed the creativity of people. You know, like in the wrestling world, they were actually doing drive-up wrestling matches. So, you know, that was cool. That actually, you know, stretched the imagination. They never did that before. You know, and seeing, you know, fighters
which cannot go to the gym, because a gym is a fighter's home, and they couldn't go there. So, you know, seeing people actually go outside and work, doing on a, you know, going on a beach, just trying to do things just to stay in shape.
Create a gym at home, you know?
Mm-hmm. So what was some, one of the creative things you did to be able to stay in shape? You know, you said that you never stopped, but what was something that you did?
Man, I keep it basic, man. I keep it simple, man. I just had some dumbbells, weights, running outside, man. Hung up a bag in the house. That's about it. In the garage. I mean, trying to eat right, but, you know, that's about it for real. Just running and you know, kind of being outside more. Kind of exploring the city a little bit more. Running places, different parks and stuff like that. So, yeah, that's how I really stayed in shape. Biking, a little bit of swimming here and there, but I should have did more, but try, you know, sitting in the sauna, just little stuff here and there. Kind of same thing for real. I can make a gym. I can work out anywhere. So it don't even matter. I can work out anywhere. No excuse. I can work out right now, right here. A 45-minute workout, push ups, sit ups, squats, whatever. You know?
He dropped the whole 45. Look, I can't even do 45 push ups. So, you know, talking about, you know, how do you feel after a freak accident? You know, after your freak, after your freak accident in the ring, causing your TKO loss, you know, how do you feel after that?
I feel good, man. I feel like I still got a lot to prove, and I feel like I'm the Terminator. I feel like they can't stop me. I feel like can't nothing stop me. Can't nothing stop me unless I'm dead.
That's what I'm talking about. Pay the price, man. Drop the mic. They'll say it. So, all right, what is your, you know, you're an athlete, you're a competitor, you know, so what was your favorite, what's your favorite sport? What's your favorite sport and team?
Man, to be honest with you, man, I don't even watch a lot of sports for real. But I mean, I watch boxing when there's some, you know, some important fights on and stuff. But I don't really have a favorite sport like that. I'm really a type of guy that support athletes. You feel me? Like if it's a cold athlete, like a LeBron, somebody or up and coming athlete that's just vicious, bro. I'm more of an athletic supporter, man. Like just supporting people who just amazing athletes. You feel me? Like even if it's women, like Michael Phelps is an amazing athlete. You know what I mean? Tiger Woods is an amazing athlete. Like I'm just more into like people just doing amazing things in their sport. That's it. I really don't have a favorite sport, to be honest with you.
Okay, okay. So I'm we're gonna carve this into your customize it to your sport. Who's your favorite boxer?
Mayweather.
Floyd?
I like Floyd. You know why? You know why Floyd my favorite boxer?
You gonna have to. Oh, I know he do is a running man. You gonna have to explain that.
Dude, see, everybody can say that they don't fight, but in this sport, bro, it's all about lasting, bro. It's all about playing chess. It's about hitting and not getting hit. You ain't got, bro. Remember, it's life at the boxing, man. You gotta live a life with your family after this. You could die in the ring, bro. You can't even talk. When y'all see us fighting there, 10 years from now, people who taking all them punches and punishment, they got a lot to prove. They can barely even talk, bro. You know what I'm saying? Wow. Like you gotta live for your family, bro. You know what I'm saying? And you still got a life to live after that, man. You want to be able to talk and live your life comfortably, man, without people taking advantage of you. So this sport about hitting and not getting hit, bro. You in the square. I mean, how much running can he do? You know what I'm saying? Like you can't run out the ring. You feel me? So I mean, if you can't hit what you can't see, man, it's about hitting, not getting hit, bro. And being smart. This sport is an art, man. This sport is an art, and it's you know, some people want to bang, some people brawlers. Some people fight, some people move, you know what I'm saying? I feel like Floyd Mayweather masters the sport of lasting the longest and making the most money out of it, which is a dude was a genius, bro, created a genius team, man. I mean, he had a genius team, plus he had a crazy IQ. I mean, like, how could you not say this guy was one of the best when he made the most money in boxing history, out of boxing, bro, out of the sport? I mean, he was one of the best athletes to me, like, and able to focus and still make money and maintain focus on top of being a millionaire. Training every day like he was broke, bro. He never let nothing distract him. You know what I'm saying? He never let nothing distract him. So, I mean, a lot of athletes get this money, man. They get distracted. They stop training. They get lazy. They start messing with women. They get caught up with, you know, with the cops, man. Just like, dude, this dude right here, man. To have all the temptation around him, all the women, I feel like, dude, he was an amazing, focused athlete, bro. People forget about seeing all of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, for real.
Good, you know, and that's why it's good. You know, that's why Sports Talk with Friends podcast, we had exclusive interviews because no one ever dropped nuggets like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, no one ever explained it. You know, we get it that, you know, his longevity. That's what, you know, everyone, you know, gives him credit for his longevity. But, you know, in comparison to the Mike Tyson, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm, you know, I'm a 90. You know, I grew up like, you know, hey, you're coming to fight. You know what I'm saying? You're not coming to run, you know? So you're coming to, you know, bring ass to get ass. You know, it's like you got to take it, take two hits to land one hit. So he redefined all that crazy rhetoric that kept every, you know, kept everyone with Parkinson's disease, like, you know, Muhammad Ali and, you know, people that, like you say, that does not have life after boxing.
Yeah.
Wow.
For sure, for sure. And, you know, and think about it, man. Mike Tyson and Mayweather was in two different weight classes. Mike Tyson, you know, heavyweights, they fight different, man. They don't move a lot because, you know, they bigger, they heavier, you know what I'm saying? And they stronger, you feel me? So,
right.
So different weight classes, you got different styles, kind of, you know what I mean? Like, some people knock out harder, some people not. But Mike Tyson was just a different animal, man. He was a heavier guy, strong guy. Not a lot of people built like Mike Tyson. Look at his neck, man. Ain't a lot of people in the world built like Mike Tyson, man. You know what I'm saying? He was just a different, feel me? And he was an athlete that I'm very supportive of, and one of my idols as well. Like, he just was a different breed. He was born different, man, for real.
Facts. All right. So, you know, we'll keep this thing going. Pom, pom, pom. Well, you know, so, you know, here at Sports Talk with Friends, our thing is, you know, we're powered by fans. You know, we love the fans. We love people. That's what matters. So, you know, you've been in this boxing industry. You know, what was your most memorable fan moment? Like, your interaction with a fan?
Man, I was back home in St. Louis. And this kid, like, back home in my city, man, because, you know, it ain't a lot of love in St. Louis, man. It's a cold city. One of the most violent cities in the country, bro. Mm-hmm. It's just not a lot of love in the city, bro. It be seeming like it's so hard to get people to back you in your own city that you done went to school with, everything. Mm-hmm. You know, just our people, period, bro. I ain't gonna put that on our culture, bro. But, I mean, I ain't gonna put that on our culture, man. Like, you know, we got them people that, man, they didn't give me nothing growing up, so I'm gonna help you. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, we got mentality, you know what I'm saying? To help each other, bro. Get to the next level, you know what I'm saying? But my most memorable moment was, like, this little kid running up to me in the mall. Man, I just went pro. I had, like, three fights. I was back home visiting. And this little kid was, like, had ran up to me. Was like, can I get a picture and an autograph, man? And I was like, man, stop playing. You know what I'm saying? And he was like, no, I'm dead serious, man. Can I, man, dude, for real, can I get a picture and an autograph? Like, I took a picture and an autograph. That was, like, my first fan moment, you know what I mean? I was like, dang, that felt real good, you know, that I got little kids like that looking up to me, that's inspired by me, you feel me? That gave me a little motivation to go even harder, you know? So that was one of my biggest fan moments right there, definitely.
Wow. That's cool, you know what I'm saying? That's like you said, and that goes into what motivates you, you know, the kids, the family. So, man, I know that had to be a real good, you know, real good moment for you, especially to be back home in Missouri. So, yeah. All right, you know, we're trying to learn you right quick. So you're not a big sports fan. So if you're not a big sports fan, are you a gamer?
Yeah, I like Call of Duty, bro.
he didn't hesitate with that COD statement.
COD keep me out the streets, bro.
Hey, I'm telling you, I got in trouble. My son went to school. He said something about something I say on Call of Duty. Like, boom, I'm going to shoot you in the face. I was like, oh, you know, in the state of Texas, you can't just say that lightly. But definitely we're going to have to get some, we're going to have to get, you know, clan up because we got a big gaming thing with Sports Talk with Friends.
Oh, yeah.
So, what's your favorite video boxing game?
Fight Night? Yeah, I used to like Ready to Rumble back in the days, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Was it Royal Rumble or Ready?
It was Ready to Rumble. They had two at the World. Mm-hmm.
Oh, and that Mike Tyson punch out way back in the day, boy.
Yep. Ooh,
level, that game used to be hard though, bro.
Yes.
I like Fight Night. I like Fight Night.
Same here. I'm a big fan of that Fight Night. The new one with the all controls, yeah, I'm sold. But yeah. All right. I see. All right. So, you know, like I said, we've interviewed a lot of fighters, you know, and they've communicated different things to us. So, you know, one of the things that we always ask every fighter, what was the most difficult about a fight? You know, is it the pregame? You know, is it the pre-walk up to the matchup or the cage? You know, is it once the bell starts or is it the weigh-in? What part of this whole thing is the most difficult part?
Man, starving yourself, bro. Not being able to eat what you want, bro. Like, hey, I might be small, I might be little, bro, but I love to eat, bro. I'm a foodie, bro, but that's why I work out every day, because I know if I don't work out, I'm going to get bigger, bro. I know that. Yeah. I'm a foodie, bro.
Wow.
After this
week. That's always amazed me, about boxers is how quickly y'all can shed weight. Like no other sport, you know, no other athlete has that ability.
And I had to shed 22 pounds in 3 weeks, bro.
Damn.
What?
Yeah, because I, you know, this is my first fight back, so I got bigger than I ever got before. I mean, I kind of got unmotivated and started hitting push-ups at home every day and trying to get bigger, taking creatine and stuff. And I got up to like 165, 170, and I had to drop down. They called me with the fight. I'm like, ah, dang. On it, quit. You feel me? So,
wow. All right. You got to tell me the secret.
I surprise myself sometimes, man, that I'm even able.
You got to tell me your secrets, because I was at Grambling. I was taking creatine, working out 4 times a day, eating 5 meals a day, ain't gained 1 pound. So,
how was your eating, bro? Were you eating like steaks? Was you eating peanut butter in the morning?
This is Grambling, before the fine dining.
But were you doing? Hey, when you start trying to bulk up, you can't do a lot of cardio.
That's what I always do.
4 times a day. You can't be running a whole lot if you're trying to bulk up, because you're going to just burn all that off. You got to eat a lot and not really do any cardio for real. First, you got to let yourself gain weight. And then you can eventually start doing cardio. You feel me?
Gotcha.
Ah, got it. So that's the secret. That's the secret of
if you want to bulk up, you got to be doing cardio, man.
Hey, that's my thing, the cardio. All right. Hey, appreciate that tidbit. So, you know, you just gave me some advice on things that I've always struggled to get better at. But what was the best coaching advice you received?
Best coaching advice I ever received is, I'm trying to think about it. Stay focused. Just stay focused. I mean, it wasn't really no advice. I mean, It wasn't no advice that's different from any other advice. It was just stay focused. Don't fall off your path, man. Just stay focused and keep grinding, man. Keep grinding. Stay ready. Don't ever let them catch you slipping. Stay ready. Stay ready at all times. Protect yourself at all times, man.
Nice. All right. So another question we've asked our previous fighters, you know, so what type of animal would you consider yourself going into this whole, you know, going into this fight? Hopefully it's not a butterfly. You can't be a butterfly.
No, I ain't going to say a butterfly. You know, I got two animals. You know what I'm saying? I like the jackals. You feel me? Because the jackal's going to fight to the death. You know what I mean? So I consider myself as a jackal, man. I fight to the death.
The first.
And then I like a lion, man, because they the king of the jungle, man. You feel me? I'm a Leo, man. They just brave. They're the king of the jungle, man. And I just like lions. You feel me? So I like to be the king of the jungle.
Hey, you talking about the king. They come and fight it now. So that's cool. Wow. All right. You know, that's a good explanation about the jackal, because in the past you've heard wolf and a lot of pack animals. So that was a good correlation. Like, make you think. All right.
Yeah, because so, you know how I came up with the jackal, man? I pledged T5T, which is track by track at Grambling, and they came out with a line, and they called me the jackal, bro, and I was pissed. I was like, why would y'all call me the jackal, bro? That's lame,
bro. Right, like, that's not a regular animal. Like, I'm thinking, like, what is a jackal?
One of my boys, like, go do the research on the jackal, you won't be too upset. So I went to look at the jackals, and they fight to the death, man. Like, the jackals pretty strong, man. It ain't that they strong, they just got a lot of heart. You feel me? So I ain't mind being a jackal after that. I'll be the jackal. I fight to the death. That's me. You know what I'm saying? So that's one of the animals that I like. And I got that in college. So that's ever since then I've been.
Wait, like, I'm sorry. What college? You said in college?
Grambling State.
Hey, oh, let's go. Grambling State, baby.
Hey, GSU.
I was in a band. Don't get me started. No, hey.
You.
Hey,
come on, man.
Hey, I was in the band. Look, I'm about to do a halftime. Big bad.
Yes, sir.
So, you know, I see you got, thank you for hanging out with Elena Kira out there on YouTube, world. Appreciate that.
Hey, appreciate y'all for y'all support and tuning in. to SCWF Media, man. Hey, y'all some live media show, man. Y'all got a lot of, like, character and stuff, man. For real, I really appreciate y'all, for real.
Hey, yeah, man. Nothing. Yeah, you should play some dominoes with
him. Come here. Hey, they about to play dominoes tonight. You know
what I'm saying? Hey, they gonna fight me. I'm coming that thing. But, you know, so I'm seeing the shoulders. And that's one thing, you know, like, I like boxing. I like the art. I like the sport. So, you know, you know, like you say, you watch people neck. You know what I'm saying? I'm seeing your shoulder work. You know, so
yeah.
How did, you know, as a kid, what was your first fight? And when did you know you had some hands?
Man, when I was in grade school, man, like.
Yeah, you were putting the paws on Eric.
I'm in grade school, man. Like, for real, I used to fight these one twins all the time. Then I end up, one time I was.
Hey, tell him, he said one twins, one person.
It was, yeah, these twins, bro. I used to have to fight both of them all the time, man. They had these two cousins that ended up joining them. And, like, I had on the bus with these dudes, and I, like, literally, bro, I felt like a superhero, bro. I, like, all four of them, bro, and ran off the bus. So that's what I knew, like, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? I was scary, but I could still fight.
Okay, take this though.
That confidence came over time. You know what I mean? So then, like, I helped this dude. This is how I got back into boxing, because it kind of slowed down for me. You know what I'm saying? From the hood, you got, man. If you outside playing and you come from the hood, bro, you gonna get into at least one fight, bro.
Right.
Fight. I don't
Great
care.
Facts.
I don't care if you're a nerd. You gonna have to fight, bro. One time.
Right, exactly.
Hey, so man,
if you're out there a lot, you gonna have to fight even more.
I got a little bit older and got to high school my freshman year. I was helping this dude clean out his garage, and he had two pair of boxing gloves, and he gave them to me for helping him clean out his garage. And I used to go around the neighborhood with his book bag, had him in my book bag, and I used to, like, challenge these dudes, like, it'd be grown men, bro. And I was dropping them, bro. I'm like, man, I was surprised. Bro, bro. I mean, I felt that was a
okay.
He fighting on sight.
Some people, you know, they bring around their video game and play people in video games at their house for money. You just brought and knock people out and beat people up.
Saturdays at McClure North, because I went to the school named McClure North, man. We used to pull out the boxing gloves every Saturday and have a circle around us. You feel me? But see, I used to be like hanging with some crazy people, bro. Like, my sophomore year in high school, I got put out of high school for inciting a riot, bro. I started a riot, bro, hanging out with the wrong people, man, and got put out of school, bro. I missed the whole year of school. I be back for the whole year. You know how much time I had, bro? I was living at my mama's house, bro. I ran away from my dad's crib. I was young. I was like 14. Ran away from my dad's crib to my mom's crib. He took me to court, bro. Then he took me to court because he had custody of me. I had to go to court with this man, bro. Brought my family in there and everything. I'm only like 14 years old. Had to go to court. But they told me I had to go back and live with him. But I was like, no, I ain't going to go back and live with him. I don't want to. Just take me to home, bro. Just take me to a nurse. You know what I'm saying? Like, but you know what I mean? Hey, but so I ended up being able to go with my mom, but I had just got expelled from school and missed the whole year. They didn't let me in no schools, no programs, or nothing. I was at my mom's house every day, bro. Kids going to school. I'm looking out the window. My brothers and sisters getting ready, bro. I'm like, I felt like a lowlife at 14. I'm like, sitting around in the house, ain't getting no education. I felt like a dummy, bro. I'm like,
right.
So that gave me a lot of time to think. And I ended up going back to Normandy School District where I was, and, like, I did a lot of thinking, man. I wanted to change my life. I wanted to do better. I went to Normandy High School, and I ran into a security guard, and she asked me, man, why don't you come run cross country? I'm from the hood. I'm like, cross country? Like, what I like, dude, what I look like?
What's that, right?
You don't run cross country like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I ended up going out to try. I ended up being good, man. Every year, won AAU Nationals. National champion, bro. Man, I was winning everything, man. My senior year, I won state in the 800, 2 mile, 1 mile. First black person in the history of Missouri to do that. They put me on the Prize magazine, man.
Wait, hold on. We got to clap that up, man. You can't be dropping that like that. You got to get this ass to clap, right? For real.
Yeah, my whole life changed, man. I had 4 ride scholarships to a bunch of colleges, man. Like, but I ended up going to Grambling State because of my high school track coach, D'Anthony Smothering. He was one of my idols and one of my mentors. he kind of motivated me to go to Grambling. I wanted to go to HBCU, man. You know what I'm saying? I didn't take a college visit to Grambling or nothing. I just trusted him. I was like, I'm out. And I don't trust him. You feel me? So this is one of the guys that was close to me and told me try out Grambling. So I went to Grambling, man. I had a full ride and I enjoyed my life. And I had a blast. It was the best time of my life at Grambling. Yeah.
Hey, okay. You keep hitting up on these Grambling things.
I almost got lost in the sauce going to Grambling.
I was just about to start talking about the sauce.
15 years like a cute dog, but I ain't
doing it. I'm about to start talking about the sauce. So, you know, one thing, like at some, you know, other schools, we have, you know, panty raids. Did y'all have one of those during your,
Yeah, and all of that, man. Come on, man. Panty raids. Whatever. Thong raise, man. Come on, man.
Oh, yes, sir.
Hey, come on, man. Grambling with that deal, boy.
Hey, hey, hey. See, to all our viewers, it's the Gram Fam Life. I'm telling y'all, don't know nothing. We don't know nothing. Was it TP or the paper? Don't know nothing about that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man. Hey, dude. Grambling, bro. I used to throw some crazy parties at Grambling, bro. I'm talking about crazy, bro. Yeah.
Oh, wait, I'm about to let me dial some numbers up, find out somebody's partied.
So, man.
But look, when you throw in these next parties after you get this, you know, after you have this, you know, big up to the success and everything, we gonna make one of these parties out there. You know, we still gonna have to get, you know, one of these new parties. We coming out there. So, you know, what's a set? What's next for, you know, Darwin Price Camp? You know, I see you got the merch, you know what I'm saying? I seen the hoodie, the drip fit. I was like, you know what I'm saying? So what's next?
I'm trying to drop a clothing brand. It's like a motivational clothing brand called Pay the Price. Everybody rock my stuff. You know, it's people out here working hard to get where they need to go in life. I don't care. Like if it's from a janitor to a president, you know what I'm saying? Anybody working hard to accomplish their goals in life, starting from the bottom, working their way up. It's a lifestyle. You feel me? But I want to drop a brand. And yeah, I got these outfits that I got now, they just temporary. You know what I mean? They just temporary outfits for right now. They not like real designs. They not what I like. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't want nothing. I like my stuff to be lavish, man. I like my stuff to be the way I like it. And this was a design that I really didn't like. But it's just, it's still a brand on me. It's still showing my brand. But still, at the end of the day, I want something nice for my people. I want something nice for my supporters and fans to feel elegant when they jump in my workout gear or my Pay the Price gear. You feel me? So yeah, I got some stuff dropping that I'm working on. I get back to Houston and I got to talk to my team about and meet with my team about. And yeah, man, we just back to the drawing boards, back to training. I'm going to take a little break, a little vacation for like a week, man. Go to Miami or somewhere or maybe out the country. You know what I'm saying? Free my mind a little bit, then come back and get back to it. You know what I mean? But I need that little break sometimes with my family, my kids, and, you know, with my team and stuff like that. So, yeah.
All right. So we got some, you know, things to expect because, you know, a lot of people might not know you, but you've been having big fights. You know, you was fighting on the Showtime ticket. You know, you're fighting on the Fox Sports ticket right now. You know, so yeah. Tell us, you know, you're fighting, where your fights at tomorrow?
I'm fighting in L.A., man. Where we fighting at? We fighting at the Shrine out here in L.A., man, on Fox Sports, man. But, you know, that's one of my motivations, too, man, is not getting the love that I feel like I deserve, man. You know what I'm saying? Because I know a lot of people. I went to Grambling. I'm an alpha, bro. I feel like I should have a bigger name, man. I feel like I should be
great.
A little bit better marketed, man. I feel like I don't get the love that I deserve, man. That's another thing of motivation, you know what I'm saying? Like, that I feel like pushed me too. But, yeah, I'm fighting out here at the Shrine in L.A. tomorrow, you know what I'm saying? Thanks to all my supporters, you know, and everybody that do support me. Appreciate all y'all, you feel me?
We support you. So, yeah, we definitely knew that. So, we got, you know, you're fighting at the Shrine Exposition Center in Los Angeles, California, showing on Fox Sports at 7 p.m. So,
yes.
Oh man. So before we get up out of here, you know, all good things must come to an end. And man, I hate that this is coming to an end. But what is your dream fight? Like, you know, if you could have any fight, who would you want?
Right now, my dream fight would be. I see Javante moving up to 140. I'll take that fight right there. Me and Javante, me and Marios Barrios, you know what I'm saying? Me and Brona. Me and Regis Prograis, you know what I'm saying? Hey, they already know who I am. They know who I am. They ain't saying
Regis
my name.
Hungry. Regis, he's from New Orleans.
They ain't saying my name yet. The Regis know me. We just sparred. Okay. He ain't saying my name. He ain't mentioned my name. That's my guy and whatever. But hey, when it come down to boxing, it's business. You feel me? I ain't got no hard feelings for nobody. But when it come down to trying to feed my family, I'm ready.
Look, I'm scared. He said that in the camera. Do you see me looking at both of these?
I appreciate the support. Thank you.
Nice, nice. Wow, man. You know what I'm saying? Okay, okay, okay. So, we'll get up out of here. You know, how can, you know, people find you? But, Coach Lee, you got any questions for
her? I sure do. First one, what's your go-to pre-fight meal?
Go-to pre-fight meal?
Can you say you're a foodie?
After I weighed in? You know what I'm saying?
You weigh today.
I still try to keep it classy with the food. Try not to put too much on me. You feel me? So I do like a little steak and pasta or something. You feel me? To get that energy back and that protein.
Okay.
Drink a little Pedialyte. You feel me? Like just to replenish my body and stuff like that. A bunch of water, bananas and stuff. Help my body out. And really just steak and the snack bar. Hold on. Let me show y'all my snack. Hold on. Let me say. I just stole it. I just stole all the snacks.
Oh, we lost him. We had an exclusive.
Hey, man. So you got him real happy. He's like, food. What are you talking about? Food? He didn't hit the camera. He got off the air.
It went off on me. Let me show y'all my snack bar.
Okay.
Y'all. Hey, come on, man.
He took all the food.
Hey, I took all the shit from over there, man.
Oh, you got the juju's and the wham-whams.
Yo, come on, man.
When did you know that boxing would be your profession?
When I was like 15 and I went to the gym. You know, so I sparred my first week in the gym. Like usually people take a year or two to spar, a couple months. I sparred the first week I was in the gym when my boy took me. Matter of fact, my boy that I boxed in the gloves, he used to always beat me up. And I was like, man, because I used to beat people up. And I was like, how this dude so good? Eventually he told me that he boxed. And he ended up taking me to the gym, and I fell in love with it, and I ended up beating him up. But, you know, the guy who got me into boxing, he got locked up. That's like one of my homies, man. He got locked up like 2 years ago for murder. You know what I'm saying? So we still keep in touch or whatever, but, you know, life goes on. You know what I'm saying? I still keep distance and stuff like that. But, that's – I just had a brain fart because I went somewhere else. But she was like, how did I get back into boxing, right?
When did you know that boxing would be your profession?
Man, when he took me to the gym, bro. Like I told you, I sparred the first week when I was in there. And I sparred one of my cousins, and both of us was real bloody. Like, you know what I'm saying? We was bloody as heck, man, sparring with each other. He hit hard in the mug, bro. I'm like, God. I beat him up, though. His punches hurt, though.
Okay, so if you wasn't boxing, what do you think you'd be doing?
If I wasn't boxing, man, I went to college and everything. I was still going to go to college anyway. I probably would have been, like, producing, making beats, and, you know, working for a corporate company or something, you know what I'm saying? Because I was subbing after college or whatever, and I was trying to I got my own security company right now, but I really haven't been working on it like that. You know, I've been trying to build that. But, man, I'd be an entrepreneur, though. You know what I'm saying? I had to start off in the corporate world, but I'm always an entrepreneur. Always been got my own business and my own stuff and want to get into real estate and stuff. I ain't going to never stop. I'm hungry in every aspect of life. Nice. Like, I'm going to be my own boss, period. You know what I mean? But I could see myself being my own boss, definitely. You know what I mean?
Hey, what's going on?
So just working my way up the charts, even if I got to start with a 9 to 5 or whatever, you feel me? Because I don't knock people that work 9 to 5s because it take that to get to the next level, you feel me? So,
yes, sir.
For real.
I'll be done
in a second. I'm done, man.
Definitely want to show, you know, so like, you know, you mentioned, you know, like I mentioned earlier, we're at Sports Talk with Friends. We're not new fans. We've been your fans. So you see this right here?
Yeah.
2019.
There we go.
Gambling alumnus Darwin Price takes the win in 2 rounds to remain undefeated. GSU boxing STWF.
Yeah.
So, as people chiming in, I didn't know he went to Gambling. Yeah. And he got a hard punch. But before we let you go, we're going to take a quick look at this.
So he was
able to take
Bronner.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
No more.
And this one is
over. Wait a minute.
This is Bronner.
second round knockout as Price remains undefeated.
Hey, I'm gonna say this. I don't know what they were saying, but that guy sounded like he was lost in the sauce. Like he ain't know what the hell was going on.
Yeah, yeah, he paid the price, bro.
So, nice. So, you know, can we expect more of that? You know what I'm saying? More big, heavy punches in this, you know, in this second round of fighting for you. What do we expect? More finesse or power punches?
I'm an entertainer always, man. You know what I'm saying? I fight to entertain and I fight to win. I'm always gonna be entertaining like that. So,
nice. So you said expect the big punches and the finesse moves. Hey, we're going to be streaming your fight in our group, Sports Talking Friends, tomorrow. So, hey, we're going to be cheering you on. But how can our fans, our viewers, you know, how can they find you?
Hey, man, go follow me on Facebook at Darwin Price Jr. I got a fan page on Facebook. Also, go follow me on Instagram at Darwin Price Jr. Follow my dog, too. You know what I'm saying? Clutch City Vegas. That's my boy right there. You feel me?
Clutch City.
You feel me? But, yeah, man, follow me on Instagram, Darwin Price Jr., man. I appreciate y'all for the support, and I appreciate y'all for following me. Like, for real, like, the support means a whole lot to me, big time.
That's what we do, man. You know, appreciate you for hanging out with us. So, you know, right now, you know, because you're on a bubble, you might not hear from me tomorrow. You know, you got to get ready. You know, you got to get your mean girls on. You know, got to get ready for this fight. What's the last thing you want to tell your fans?
Whatever you're doing in life, man, if you're trying to get somewhere in life, keep pushing. Don't give up, man. Stay motivated. And really master your mentality. Master your mentality, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real, if you can control and master your mentality and be disciplined in life, you can get wherever you want to go in life. But just keep pushing. Stay motivated. Don't let nobody, you know what I'm saying? Don't let nobody take you off the path of your dreams. And keep working hard. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real, no matter what position you're in right now. Like, for real, keep working hard. Anything possible.
Nice. So, anybody viewers, y'all got anything to say to our fighter, Darwin Price? You know, he's fighting tomorrow in Los Angeles. So, Maria, sister, she says good luck, fam.
Thank you.
So, all right, you know, any shout-outs before we let you go? But, you know, we got to ask. We ask all our interviewers before they leave, can you close out the show? You want to close out the show? Or are you scared? Is you scared?
Close out the show?
Yeah, so
how do I close out the show?
Give out the greet. However you want to do it, you say you close out the show. Goodbye, and we going out the door.
Hey, everybody. I appreciate y'all for tuning in to STWF Media, the best media around. Hey, make sure y'all follow them. Always tune in. You feel me? Hey, and continue to pay the price. You feel me?
And that's it.
Appreciate y'all.
For sure.